Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant.
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm preaching about the spiritual love on the basis of senior pastor's sermon about the love chapter from a couple of months ago. Today, I'd like to explain what spiritual kindness is and how to fulfill it. There are so many explanations about spiritual kindness, so I'll explain about inward kindness first, and then I'll continue to explain about outward virtue at the next session. Today's sermon title is A Heart Like an Ocean. What comes to your mind when you hear the word an ocean? You may recall various memories in oceans, or if you didn't have a chance to see an ocean, you may remember what you heard about oceans from here and there. Of course, recently, due to the environmental pollution, oceans don't look like before. You may think about harmful creatures like jellyfish in the ocean, or you may recall a fearful ocean which causes natural disasters like tsunami. However, the subtitle of this sermon is Love is Kind. In the ninth session of the message entitled The Love Chapter, Senior Pastor mentioned about an ocean for a little while before he explained about spiritual kindness. While you are hearing the sermon, please don't recall an ocean of suffering from environmental pollution or a fearful ocean, but its original nature. People used to say that a broad and meek heart of a person is a heart like an ocean. So many things flow into oceans for a day. If a landslide occurs, muddy water flows down, and all factory waste or domestic sewage flow into oceans too. But oceans embrace all things silently. Moreover, oceans purify dirty water. Although oceans seem quiet, water moves from here to there and from the surface of the sea to the deep sea. Also, microorganisms in oceans decompose pollutants. Most of all, the salt melted in oceans purifies dirty water. Also, oceans are very big. They cover 3/4 of the surface of the globe and 97% of the water in the earth. Various sizes of creatures live in the sea, relying on the sea. Also, people use oceans in various ways. Moreover, oceans play a role of a humidifier of the entire globe. They are essential to control the temperature and climate of the earth. A kind person is like an ocean. Just as many creatures live in oceans, many people find rest in a broad heart of a kind person. Just as an ocean plays a role of a humidifier of the entire globe, a kind person makes people comfortable and encourages them. But he doesn't show himself saying, I am this kind of person. If an evil person tries to quarrel against him or burst his own righteousness, he embraces that person. He doesn't embrace him outwardly, but purifies it in his heart. Like an ocean purifying water, he sublimates evil and ill feelings into goodness and love. Because he has this broad heart, as Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the Gentiles, for they shall inherit the earth. A kind person receives the earth in heaven as broad as his heart is. I hope that all of you can practice the words and fulfill kindness after listening to this sermon. Also, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may receive the blessing given to the meek and glorify Father God. One dictionary definition refers to be kind as to be of a sympathetic or helpful nature, to have a forbearing nature, to be gentle. Spiritual kindness is the heart that you can accept everyone. Also, it's the heart in which many people find rest, and it's the gentle and warm heart with which you can embrace everyone. It's the heart that you can accept everyone. Once again, it's the heart in which many people find rest, and it's the gentle and warm heart with which you can embrace everyone. It accepts everyone, and people find rest. It embraces everyone, so it feels gentle and warm. A kind person makes peace with all people. When Senior Pastor explained, he compared kindness to a heart like cotton. Cotton makes no sound, no matter what kind of hard materials may strike it. It just embraces it. It just embraces them. So is a kind person. Even if it's someone whose self-righteousness and frameworks are strong, or someone who has evil such as hot temper or arrogance tries to quarrel against him, he doesn't stand against him with the same manner. He doesn't hate or avoid him, but embrace and understand him and erase the emotions from the heart. If he becomes kind all the more, he will not have any ill feelings itself from the beginning. Also, kindness is like a shade of a tree in hot summer, so many people want to take rest under it. In hot summer, if you see a shade of a tree while walking on the street, you will be so happy, right? Everyone will want to take some rest in that shade. Likewise, there are people who make others feel easy and comforted, like this tree. Although they don't try to get others' hearts, those who are kind are comfortable to be with. So many people want to come close to them. Also, a tree doesn't make distinctions by giving its shade for just some people. Anyone can stay under its shade. In summer, we can see children who play in the streets because of the scorching sunlight. They sweat and they sometimes get tired after playing. If they go back home after playing, they try to find a shade in the street. And the temperatures between under the sun and in the shade are different. So they walk in the shades on the street to get back home. Like we, likewise, a kind person gives peace and comfort to people. Mild and kind people don't make any distinction. They don't disagree with anyone, so they can make peace with all others. You may have this kind of question then. Isn't it hard for a kind person? There are so many evil people. They hurt other people. If he embraces such people who are not understandable, it must be so hard. I'll give the answer. To tell the conclusion, there are spiritual kindness and fleshly kindness. Those who fulfill the spiritual kindness do not feel it hard. If someone looks meek outwardly, but feels uneasy and suffering, it is fleshly kindness. He hates it, but he doesn't show it outwardly. On the contrary, if someone understands others without feeling uneasy at all from the heart, he can embrace them, and it's spiritual kindness. However, if someone is nice but indecisive and foolish, it's fleshly kindness. If someone looks gentle but he doesn't have power to discern right and wrong or dignity, it is also fleshly kindness. Spiritual kindness is gentle and warm, but at the same time, it must come with virtue of discerning right and wrong or good and evil. Being trustworthy and dignified is one aspect of kindness. It is an aspect of virtue, which I will explain later. No matter how gentle and good we look, if it's fleshly kindness, it's hard to be kind because it's not embracing with the heart, but being forced to endure. It is not a person who makes you feel hard, but ill feelings and uneasiness in your heart. But those who fulfill spiritual kindness recognized by God do not feel hard to embrace others. If a newborn baby empties his bowels, parents don't feel uneasy or hard from it. Likewise, those who fulfill spiritual kindness do not have ill feelings or uneasiness even when they see others evil. So they don't feel hard even an evil person tries to quarrel against them. Parents take care of their babies without feeling hard. If a baby spit out some food after eating some fruit for the first time in his life, well, I have a younger, I mean, 3 years younger sister. I remember when I gave fruit to the fruit apple, an apple to him, and I gave a big piece of an apple to him. Then my mother said no, and I saw my mother make some juice from apples and gave it to my brother. If the baby spit out, then the mother eats it or take it again. When I saw it, at first, I couldn't understand how she could do it. But later, I realized that she could do it because she didn't feel it dirty. She just took care of her baby. And I saw the mothers smiling in the nursery room. And they understand what I'm saying. It's not hard to love your own children, but there are people who feel hard and difficult to love other people. If they consider others like your own children or babies, you will love them unconditionally, but because you don't, but after you fulfill the spiritual kindness, you can take care of other people just like you take care of your babies. So those who are kind don't feel hard even an evil person tries to quarrel against them. Now I explain about spiritual kindness and fleshly kindness with some examples. There are some people who look kind in the world. When others strongly insist their opinions in a meeting, because they do not want to be treated unfairly, they insist on their opinions in a meeting and they argue. But while they're insisting their opinions, you do not cut in but hear them silently. Or you obey others well if people ask you something. Also, some people look well enduring and pass it well when they face an unfair case. But, well, they look kind and they seem to live without law. But we can hardly find people in the world who fulfill the true goodness and spiritual kindness recognized by God. Spiritual kindness has no evil in heart, but has borne spiritual love and wisdom, so it can bear anyone no matter how evil he is.
지혜롭기 때문에 악한 자를 대적지 않고 참아준다고 했습니다. 세상 사람들은 그렇게
마음을
버릴 수는 없기 때문에
cannot get rid of such evil from heart. They cannot have fulfilled spiritual goodness or kindness in their heart. Kindness is embracing others, but it is not fleshly embracing, but spiritual embracing. Therefore, we shouldn't say that someone is kind from his outward appearance. Only when we see how diligently he lived his Christian life to cast off sins, we can distinguish spiritual kindness and fleshly kindness. When others argue with each other, you don't cut in but hear silently, but it's because your nature is weak in giving opinions. Then it's fleshly kindness. If you obey well if someone asks something, but you obey because you are weak to say no, it is also fleshly kindness. You want to listen to others and try to solve others' problems. But if it is not from spiritual love, but because you have a lot of fleshly attachment, it is fleshly kindness too. Although you have grudges on something, because you don't have power, you stay in silence. Or if someone always smiles because of a lack of intelligence, it is even far from fleshly kindness. Sometimes, as a parish pastor, I see people who serve workers, the member parish members as the worker. I see some workers who endure forcedly because they think they have to endure. I think it shows in the procedure of fulfilling kindness. But if you have that kind of flesh kindness for a long time, then it cannot be solved quickly. So I hope you pray for that, and I hope you can fulfill spiritual kindness soon. You should have inward kindness and outward virtue together in order to fulfill spiritual kindness. Virtue is that the inward kindness is revealed as active deeds. No matter how much honey a flower contains, if it doesn't have fragrance, bees or butterflies won't come into it. If a noble person doesn't put on a proper cloth which fits to his position, people cannot recognize him. Likewise, only when you are equipped with both inward kindness and outward virtue, your kindness will display true value. Why is that? It is because if you have inward kindness only, you cannot reach to the level of harboring and managing others. Also, if you have only outward virtue but don't have kindness, you cannot embrace others by making your own righteousness and frameworks. Only with inward kindness and outward virtue together, you can become perfect and have a great power. Today, I'll explain how to fulfill inward kindness, and I'll continue to explain how to fulfill outward virtue in the next session. How can we fulfill inward kindness? We can fulfill it as much as we are sanctified by casting off evil and demolishing our ego. In order to fulfill the perfect spiritual love, you should satisfy all the aspects of spiritual love, such as being patient, being kind, or not envying, or so, and so on. The love chapter tells us about spiritual love. Only when you fulfill every aspect in the love chapter, you can fulfill spiritual love. It's natural. Without casting off evil, you cannot fulfill spiritual love. Especially, kindness is more deeply related to sanctification than other aspects of spiritual love. In other words, the measure of kindness is sanctification. Conclusively, you can fulfill kindness as much as you are sanctified. Why is that? It is because you can look at others with goodness and love as much as you are sanctified, and this is kindness. As I told you earlier, a kind heart is a heart like cotton. How is cotton? Cotton is soft and gentle, and it doesn't insist on its own form. Cotton makes no sound if any substance, hard substance, strikes it to it, but rather embraces it. However, if you have a sharp heart like hatred, envy, or jealousy, you cannot embrace others like cotton does. It is the same if you have a hard heart, like self-righteousness or frameworks. Let's say you are a small group leader and you have a hot temper. If you burst out anger and raise your voice when you disagree with someone and something, people won't feel warmth from you. If you have hatred, envy, or jealousy, your group members cannot be embraced in you easily. Also, if you condemn others as it disagrees with your self-righteousness, no one can say anything to you comfortably. So, sometimes when I have a counseling with someone,
그렇게 이렇게 해야 된다고 내가 얘기했는데 왜 듣지 않았니? 이렇게 하면서 도리어
이제 you may say like I told you that but you didn't listen to me. Then your group members cannot say anything easily to you later.
그것이 상대의 마음에 맞춰 줄 만큼 그렇게
As a group leader you said the right thing to do.
이렇게 먹이지 않는다 한다면
But if you do it without love, then your members will not feel any warmth or kindness from you. If you have an ego, you will disagree with others and break peace. This heart that is illustrated has to be a too small a vessel to contain something. It's the heart of a narrow-minded person. It is the basic condition of kindness to cast off, break your ego, and be sanctified.
어떻게 이루는지 잘 모르겠습니다. 나도 말씀.
You may ask a question like this. I really want to fulfill kindness in my heart, but I don't know how to fulfill it. Let's say you listen to the message during Friday online service and Sunday service, and when you heard the senior pastor earnestly preached and asked you to embrace others, then you make up your mind to embrace others because you are thankful about the grace, for the grace and love of the shepherd. At the time you make up your mind, but well, the spiritual faith doesn't change, but the grace may cool down if you do not keep it by your own. So, right after you listen to the message, you think like you can fulfill it quickly, but a while later you find yourself you cannot fulfill it. Well, to fulfill the heart of kindness, you should get rid of the heart and sharp heart. And you should demolish your ego and you should be sanctified. The most important thing when you fulfill kindness is to humble yourself through given refinements and fulfill the heart of goodness and love. I'm grateful to see you praying fervently in Daniel prayer meetings. But the more important thing is that how you practice the words in your daily lives. You should love others to embrace them. And there are some people who say like this, I know I have to love them, but I don't like to love them. And I don't want to come close to them because they did something wrong to me. So before they come close to him, then near to me, I do not want to embrace them. Sometimes this kind of people ask question how to fulfill love and kindness in them. You have to make up your mind again and again to humble yourself and embrace them. And when I looked back upon myself, before I stood on the rock of faith or came into spirit, I has grown step by step, and there were some sinful aspects in me at the time. Sometimes I could find people whom I couldn't embrace. I tried, but I couldn't. There were such moments. But once I thought this, how many people do I love? And how many people I do not love? And there were so many people whom I couldn't love. And I found that a few people, I loved a few people. And then I made a decision to embrace all the people. And when I found that, I mean, in a small group, there was a person I didn't like, and then I could realize that the number of people whom I dislike increased. The number of the people I disliked did not decrease, but increase. So I felt a fear if I lose heart. And I thought it could not happen. So I tried to spend time with people whom I disliked. So I decided not to have such heart. And I made up my mind, and I decided to change my heart that I couldn't love others. And I tried hard one by one. I didn't avoid them, and I tried to embrace them and come close to them with love. And for instance, in summer retreat, you want to use the same room with your favorite people. But there are some cases you cannot use the room with the people you don't like, but I hope you can take it as a chance to change your heart. And sometimes you want to, the situation doesn't allow that you work with the people you dislike. Then you have to change your mind like this. Do not think like, I will lose grace if I work with them. In that case, you have to change your mind like, I will serve him and I will help him so that we can work together good. And you will receive more grace and strength to fulfill kindness and love in you. And let's say you see someone whom you dislike, and you are passing by a restroom, and well, actually you didn't want to go to the restroom, but you entered the restroom because you want to avoid that person. Let me explain one more example. There are kids who pretend to be sick because they do not want to go to school. And then news article says that there is a symptom that the children have a headache to think about going to school. So if anyone of you go to the restroom, if when you face someone you dislike, if anyone of you want to avoid the some person you dislike, you have to get rid of the kind of heart. And also you should not blame things on others, blame others. Those who cannot embrace others, well, recently there are not such people, but such people who are said to be difficult to be embraced, people agree with that. And, I mean, many people agree with that. Let's say I think that person is hard to get along with, and other people also say this, the same thing. Then you think you're right. You think you're right not to be able to embrace him. Then you have to get rid of that kind of heart too. Although other people think some person is hard to be hard to embrace, and if you accept it in your mind, then you cannot find yourself. So although you hear the kind of stories from others, you should change your mind to embrace that person, because you have to fulfill love. So you have to get rid of the heart. Then Father God will give you grace to embrace that person. And also you have to understand the difference between people. We can refer to the message about spirit, soul, and body of our shepherd, because we have put things in our lives, and our characters has been formed by them. And as we heard in the morning service, when a person heard bad words from his parents and he grew up bad words also. And especially in our country, because we had the war in history, we had a very difficult situation, and there were people who lived in poverty. And the poverty became sorrow and grief in their life. And whenever we see those people who have sorrow and grief from that history, we should understand them. And because of the history, Because of their grief and sorrow in them, they can speak negative words. Even though they do not think in their heart, I mean, in their mind, they say a different, in a different way, in a negative way or the dark way. So we should understand the situation behind people. You should not say, like, what happened to him? Why do they speak like that? You should understand the situation and environment, how that the person has been grown up. Because if we listen to the message about the spirit, soul, and body, we can understand after understanding the environment the person has been grown up. If you are in the same situation, if you put yourself in the same shoes, you could do the same. You grew up in a good circumstance, but the other person grew up in a bad situation. Like, let's say that person grew up without parents, then his attitude will be very different from your attitude. So there are so many things that have been concluded by the circumstance of growing up. So you should understand people with this basis. There is a male member whose age is almost 60. And he wondered if he could get rid of evil from his heart. And I have known this deaconess, and I heard him saying, like, is it possible for me to be changed? And he couldn't understand others when they couldn't practice the word, then he felt uneasy and he complained about others. And after receiving the measure of faith and his going forward diligently, and one day after he received the measure of faith, and he thought, wow, Father God loves me this much. And then he tried to change himself so much, and he said there was one thing he realized. Before, because people around me listened to the message for a long time, but when they couldn't practice the word, I couldn't understand them. But while I was praying, I realized this fact. I came to this church from some reason. And I lived in darkness, but I got out of that darkness and came to this church and could be saved. And he looked back on his past life, and he thought, I could not have been saved. I could not have come to this church. And he looked back on his life, and he realized that those people who couldn't understand before have some reason for their own. And while hearing what he said, I was moved. When people couldn't approach the word, and he judged them, and he wondered why they couldn't approach the word. But after he was changed, he began to understand others, like they also have some reason to come to this church. And then he said he looked at the people in a different way. And he came to embrace others. And now even people show some evil deeds, he does not pass judgment. Rather, he makes smile on them. The other people can have the same heart with me. And the other people can have evil in their heart, and they try to cast it off. If you think such things, you cannot hate others easily. So, for example, you have a hatred or envy or jealousy, then you feel hurt. If you find the jealousy and envy in your heart, then you feel hurt. And then you try to get rid of them. But when you see others have the kind of evil attributes, and you don't understand them, then how can we say that you are trying to be changed? If you understand other situation, then you can harbor and you can embrace them. There are people who brag themselves, and there are people who cry out. But do not think like, well, I hope they do not brag themselves. Let me tell you how I embraced such people. Once I thought of the situation of the other who was arrogant. And such arrogant people were lonely because they're arrogant. They don't have people around them. Before, I thought they are arrogant and they don't have people around them because they are arrogant. But later, I came to have pity on them. And when I think about their hearts, and when I saw their evil deeds, now, I didn't hate them or I didn't pass judgment on them. I just tried to understand how they also feel hurt and painful and how much they are trying to get rid of the evil. Then I could understand them and I could embrace them. There may be some people who are stubborn. And if someone is stubborn and strong, and he may say harshly to others, but because I had to embrace such people also, I began to pray for them. At first, I couldn't pray for such people from the depths of my heart, but at some time I thought like this. It must be the best choice for them, and it must be the best trying for them. Because they love the church, and because love the family, if they disagree with something, then they become stubborn on something. Now, when I saw such people who insisted on their opinions, I couldn't understand because I thought they didn't embrace others and they didn't listen to others. But when I saw such people lose people, I felt sorry for them from the bottom of my heart. I didn't think it was natural for them to lose people. But I tried to feel sorry for them. And when I saw them suffering when their opinion didn't pass, I tried to have pity on them. And I saw them feel suffering, feels painful from that. I could see such people didn't feel goodness in their heart. And also I saw them not be able to pray fervently and not be able to love others.
Well,
generally it's hard to embrace those who are stubborn, but if you understand them and pray for them, then you can change your heart. Do not think like stubborn people will lose people because they are stubborn. But if you pray for them and try to understand them, how they feel suffering from that, then you will receive grace and strength from above to embrace such people also.
그렇게 기도하다 보니 점점 중심에서부터
Because I prayed
해주고 싶은 마음이 임하게
continually for them.
상대가 편했으면 좋겠고
I began to feel easy to embrace such people.
마음에 결국에는 임하게 됩니다.
And after all you will have the heart that you want to embrace that person like cotton.
많지는 않으실 것 같습니다. 그렇지만은 기도가 쌓이고 쌓이며
If you accumulate fervent prayers every day, depending on the power of the shepherd, then you will receive grace and strength from above. So the most important thing when you fulfill kindness is to humble yourself through given refinements and fulfill the heart of goodness and love. As much as you humble yourself, you will feel the great love of the Father God, and you can resemble it. That is, according to the extent you're humble, the level of your kindness will be different. Moses is the representative person who fulfilled the heart of kindness like a jewel through refinements. He lived 120 years. And two-thirds of his life was refinements. While he lived as a prince of Egypt, for the first 40 years, he lacked nothing. But one day, he beat an Egyptian to death for the sake of righteousness of God. Moses escaped from Pharaoh into the wilderness. He became a son-in-law of a Midianite priest and lived as a sheep herder for 40 years. Here, Moses kept on demolishing the eagle and became sanctified after all. And then he received the duty of Exodus from God. He led the people whose hearts were hardened to pass through the wilderness for 40 years and entered into the Holy Spirit. Numbers 12:3 says, Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. Likewise, if you receive refinements well and cast off evil by fervent prayers and these, you can look at others only with goodness and love, and then people will feel warmth from you. Kindness is to look at others with Father God's heart of mercy and to forgive and embrace them. If you lack in love, you pass judgment on others and pray evil for evil, pay evil for evil. As much as you are sanctified, you will understand and resemble Father God's heart, and you will be able to see all things with the eyes of God. You can understand and humor others with goodness and love, not judgment or condemnation. Such a heart makes people feel warmth like cotton. Then even a cold heart will melt. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I preached about kindness. I told you about the difference between spiritual kindness and fleshly kindness. And in order to fulfill spiritual kindness, I said you should fulfill inward kindness and outward virtue together. Today, I explained how to fulfill inward kindness first, and that is, you should become sanctified. Only then, you will not speak harshly to others or try to quarrel against them, but accept and embrace them. We know so well about the attributes of goodness and evil in our hearts through the holiness gospel. So, it is rare to find anyone who says, I cannot embrace him because he is so stubborn. Rather, I often hear our members saying recently, I'm so narrow-minded that I couldn't understand it, or I couldn't understand his heart because I didn't pray more. Because you know yourself so clearly, you are not arrogant, but humble yourself like this. Whenever I hear such words, I think, how lovely our member will look to our Father God. You prayed and fasted for many days, and some of our members offer up fasting 3 days, 7 times, and there are people who offer up fasting and prayers. Even though you offer such many fastings and prayers, you still find evil in your heart. And if anyone of you feel that whether you can fulfill it or not, dear brothers and sisters, oceans receive any pollutants or waste water and purify them. So many creatures are living in oceans. However, we also have an ocean where we can always rely on freely. Our shepherd fulfills this heart of an ocean, embraces us, and gives us only good things. How grateful we are. When his church members from various fields and ages come to meet him, he deals with them according to their situations respectively. For example, if an old person comes to him, he doesn't deal with him like dealing with a person with a lot of knowledge. Once, I saw a senior pastor talking to a senior deaconess with a lot of problems, and she asked about her children, like, how can our children, my children, become well? And then senior pastor smiled and said, all that you have to do is to make your spirit and soul get well. And this senior deaconess says things repeatedly to her children, like, you should trust the shepherd, you should repent, many times in a day. I understand she says so because of her earnest heart, but when senior pastor says to her, he said with a bright smile to her, if a senior pastor said, like, you should be changed to make your children change, but our shepherd didn't say so. Our shepherd said, when your soul and spirit go along well, then your children will become better. And when I heard this story, how our shepherd talked to a baby, and this kid offered a plane to senior pastor. And when senior pastor received it, he said, "You are the first one who offered the plane." And then this kid was so glad and happy, and it jumped with joy. He's a little kid. But our shepherd humored this kid with such saying. Likewise, because we have our beloved shepherd, that we are running diligently to be changed. Even now, we can gather our hearts again and we run diligently, continuously. He embraced all of us, sometimes covered us and dealt with every matter so wisely. Sometimes I wonder why senior pastor didn't mention about something to correct them from my evil heart. When there were people who did evil, I thought he could reveal the facts on the altar and rebuke them to stop them. But I realized that that thought was evil. Because our shepherd does everything in truth, he could do so, but he embraced such people because he wants to save such people too. Sometimes he had to rebuke the congregation from the altar. He studied the heart of the members even while he was rebuking. If he rebukes on the altar, many people receive that word, then he checks the members, if they receive the words with grace and thankfulness. So our shepherd is so kind. He gave a hope again and gave good things so that we could be encouraged. Like an ocean, the heart of our shepherd is like an ocean. The special character of an ocean is purification. When he received and read the letter of repentance, and he doesn't purify that, then we cannot say he has love. Although our shepherd listens to many bad things and bad sins, he purified everything with love. Because we have our shepherd like this, and thanks to the space opened by him, all of us can possibly fulfill sanctification. Although you find your ego, which comes up again even after prayers and fastings, if you steel your heart and give thanks, at that moment, the shepherd's space will open and you will experience that your ego melts. It is the proof of trust that you obey the word. You should believe that when you show this proof of trust, you can enter this amazing space where the speed of change is controlled. Although it seems to be difficult to fulfill the heart of spirit and whole spirit by your own strength, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may confess we can do it because we have our shepherd. Let's pray thinking of the message. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us receive the prayer for the sake of senior pastor through video. Please lay your hands on your sick part or on your chest if you do not have any sick part. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcends time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, internet, and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated disc, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, and evil forces of heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away. Go away. Evil spirits, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Let it come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fire words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels in your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. then be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.